This is Lee Davey at Calvin Air at BWPT Prague. I'm here with Seth Berger. Unfortunately, Seth has had to dip into his pockets a little bit in Prague and pay for two bullets. How are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing all right.
You doing okay? Right.
Yeah, I actually played the free roll too, so it's my third tournament here, second bullet.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Live High, the inspirational group that got you on your road to poker. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Live High is like this group that my friend started just because they heard about an idea for a shirt and they decided to push it like further, see what they could do with it. And the idea is encouraging people to do what their passion is, even if it's tough, even if it's like seems like they shouldn't. Just whatever your passion is, have the courage to go for it. So like basically that's why I got into poker, because I really wanted to play, but I finished college with no money. College is expensive. I had like $5K to my name. And I cashed one tournament for like $35K in New Jersey. I just took my whole roll to Vegas. I was like, let's just blow the roll, and it worked out great. So now I want to, in the future, like next year, try to maybe help with Live High and get other people to pursue their passion. Mostly not like poker players, just find people like whatever, a chef who really wants to do it, or just any field, whatever you're passionate about, to make the most of what you have, to always be positive. Any country, whether it's Africa and you have nothing, just use whatever you have and be positive and be courageous and go for it.
Well, just in case the people out there don't know, you turned $5K into over 600,000, right? With a second and a third of the World Series, that's right. I mean, it must be heartbreaking not to get the bracelet, but in the end, you can't call that a failure, right?
No, it's not a failure. It's real disappointing when you don't win. And second one, I had even higher hopes. I got in pretty good, and I lost. But yeah, I can't call it a failure.
This group Live High. Any other success stories that you can tell us about that they got involved in?
Well, it's kind of just starting because my friends who started, they're poker players, but they had success in poker and they want to now like help other people transition. And there's no real, I wouldn't say success stories yet, but it's like everyone is a part of it basically. It's the idea that like just wherever you go, just tell people like be positive, always be friendly with people, never like whatever, keep to yourself, try to engage with people. And just hopefully, like, everyone just keep the positivity, and it's about being in touch with everyone and being positive.
Are they great believers in the law of attraction and that type of thing?
Yeah, big time.
And what are they gonna, like, is this a company?
It's t-shirts right now. It's just t-shirts, and that's just a way to like promote the message, but it's nothing like too crazy. They just like think it's a way to promote a message, maybe turn into a business that makes money because it's just a good idea, but first just because it's something they enjoy doing, and now that like I've been successful and it helped me, and I believe
gives them more belief as well.
Yeah, and I always enjoy interacting with people and traveling. That's why I come to places like Prague. So I would like to just do something helpful somehow, whether it's Live High or not, but it's just something that I believe in.
I just read a fantastic book by Pam Grout called E Squared, where they do 9 little experiments that make you believe in the law of attraction, okay? And I've just done 3 of the 9, and all 3 of them come true. So if I was to say to you, in 48 hours, you can manifest anything in your life, outside of poker, okay? What would it be?
Find a great girl.
I like that answer, man. You're in Prague.
Yeah.
You're in the right place to find a great girl.
Yeah.
How old are you? Young?
23.
Plenty of time to find a great girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have everything else I want, really. I got great family, friends.
So money?
I have money. I'm good for now. For a 23-year-old, I'm happy.
Well, I wish you all the success. I hope you guys do really well with what they're doing, the law of attraction and belief and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff, you know, and it's really good to get hold of. So good luck with the future, and I wish you all the best, Seth.
Thank you.